When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's Christmas Eve in Washington, America's hometown. For it's here freedom lives and peace can stand her ground. It's Christmas Eve in Washington. A joyous wish to you.
Welcome back to the final hour of the Junkies Holiday Show. It's coming to you live from the BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge at MGM National Harbor.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team, because we have to do the reads, Cakes.
Got to do the reads. Got to pay the bills, my friend.
Although I haven't clicked on an email all day.
I have the latest. I have the latest readings from the BAC, from Lieutenant Pollard, who is administering the breathalyzer test as we get through today's show.
Do you want some context? Like a little before and after, I can give you the befores. If you give the 9 o'clock readings, I can give you the 8 o'clock readings.
As of 9 a.m., here are your readings. We will start from the lowest, go up to the highest.
All right, Jason had a 0 at 8 o'clock.
Coming in fourth place right now is 1, Bishbox. His reading is 0.015.
I mean, Jason, what are you? You're doing nothing. You're having nothing.
You're not much better.
I think double or triple you.
All right, so Jason's at a 0.015. He's very okay to drive at this point.
All right, so at 8 a.m., EB was a 0.021.
Mm-hmm.
EB has had a slight uptick. He is currently third in the standings. He is at a 0.034.
That's like an extra sip.
Come on. It's not a competition. I don't understand why we're competing.
Well, why are you killing me for having a 0.015?
I don't know. I mean, you're not imbibing at
all.
Well,
I can tell you this. Tonight at about 6, I'll have a – it won't be a 0.015.
Yeah.
It'll be much higher.
Why, just to endure the party?
Is it? Yeah, I mean, I'll be awake. Well, and I'll be looking forward to going to the party.
And Teresa will be driving.
Be getting ready for the Notre Dame-Indiana game.
Got a designated driver. Right. All right, coming in second, I am at a 0.060.
Oh, I thought you were at a point.
Cakes is rising up, though, because he was a 0.05.
I mean, I could legally drive right now, but I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it.
No.
Like, I shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, no.
Right? Like, I should call a cab or an Uber or have a designated driver, obviously.
You know when you're affected.
And leading the clubhouse right now, he is above the legal threshold of 0.08. Jump off flame.
Come down.
0.092.
Ooh,
I'm sliding down.
Oh, he came down.
He's sliding down.
I'm going to be honest. I'll be perfectly honest with the people that are here and the people listening. I have to go see Santa at 3 o'clock.
You got to dial it down.
Went out fast, slowing down
now. I hear you. You're pumping the brakes.
Take
a
nap till 1, drive home, get there at 2, see Santa at 3 o'clock.
Very good. I feel like I can catch JP.
And I'm going to the catch game.
Oh, he's definitely catchable.
He's very catchable.
I think you're pass me, Cakes.
What's this latest drink we got?
Yeah, you need
is this yours?
This is JP's Jingle Punch. This is Duke and Dame Salted Caramel Whiskey, St. George Spice Pear, Simple Syrup, and Lemon Juice.
I like that.
That's
my favorite out of the four.
Drabby, am I right? Is Sean Springs a no-go?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Not a shock.
Maybe he's parking. Who knows?
You got a better chance seeing Elvis walk in.
You kind of know that Sean's just not reliable.
Sean,
I love him. He's a great guest.
He'll tell you he's going to call. Won't call. You tell he's going to show up. Won't show.
Right. Of course, you can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio, on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. We're trying to put up pictures. Of course, you can watch us on the YouTube page, 106.7 The Fan. Subscribe to it. Here are a couple of tweets from Coach Dave. Merry Christmas. Been listening since the night days over 20 years ago. A lot of you. How many people here have started listening to us when we were a nighttime show? First 5 years. That's big.
Pretty good.
Boys.
Thank you.
Pretty solid.
Thank you.
And then this is a guy who I guess we've been doing this Odyssey playback bit.
Yep.
Top 10% of listeners, he said, had a down year but did get a 45-week streak. We appreciate that
nice.
For all
Look
those that listen to the show a lot. This from John says, maybe take a breathalyzer to some of the audience.
Hmm.
Oh, that guy's raising his hand. He thinks he's hammered. I got Carl. But, Carl, you're tall. You're big.
I'd give Matt back there sitting next to Lee Childs. Give him a breathalyzer. That guy isn't going anywhere anytime soon. That guy's a silent assassin.
I did notice this.
The people at the bar probably.
Oh, yeah. I noticed this, Jason, last night. So I was posting pictures from the guys' night out.
Yeah.
And posting pictures of, like, behind the scenes when you saw Adam Silver.
Yeah.
People didn't recognize you without a hat. How many people want to see Bish Bucks without his hat right now?
why are you putting him on the spot?
Yeah. Nobody's seen you without a hat. Like, that's why people thought you were Roger Goodell.
I mean, I wear my hat every day because I don't take showers in the morning. So,
you know, everybody's goofing on me for having the schmedium. It's a double XL, but looking like a schmedium.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell's chubby. So if they're saying you look like Roger Goodell, that's not good.
Yeah, I mean...
But you're not. You're not chubby, though.
No, he's chubby compared to Adam Silver. Anybody's chubby compared to Adam Silver.
Adam Silver looked like he was 100 pounds.
He really is. He looks unhealthy.
You know what, though, that probably means? He's probably got a Louisville slogan. When you're skinny like that,
yeah,
I think so.
Just works wonders.
I think when you're skinny.
I wouldn't know. I've never been skinny.
Yeah.
How would I know that?
Yeah.
Also last night, and I told the boys this, we're watching the game. And one of the referees...
Who was jacked, by the way.
His name's Curtis Blair. He was an NBA ref. He's been an NBA ref for...
Decades. Hell,
probably 12 years. Anyway, I played basketball with him at University of Richmond. He was in my class. He was a freshman. He's from Roanoke. And I kind of lost touch with him over the years, but then I realized he was an NBA ref. And I went up to him at the end of halftime.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to take a picture with him. I told Bickle to take a picture because we were on the court. He goes... I gotta go. Take the pick.
Got a game to run.
I'm like, Bickle, come on, take the pick.
Yeah.
And he finally got it out there.
But, all right, so most people don't know.
Curtis Blair was a baller.
Most people don't know this, and you don't really talk about this on the show. So you played for DeMatha.
Yeah.
Your senior year, I believe you guys were number 6 in the country. You started at DeMatha. I mean, you had Gerard Mostoff, you had Ted Jeffries.
And by the way, we played Patrick Henry High School in Roanoke at the Roanoke Civic Center. Curtis Blair played on that team, and he lit us up for about 27.
And at that time, in 1988, when we all graduated from high school, every player from DeMatha got college scholarships if you played on the basketball team.
They got offers, yeah.
So you went to University of Richmond.
Yeah.
You haven't really talked that much about your time at Richmond.
Yeah.
Did you ever play in an actual game?
No, I was a medical redshirt.
Medical redshirt.
Yeah, but I practiced.
And what was your GPA...
First semester, fall semester, University of Richmond, 1988, 0.9.
Very good. Look at that. Dedicated to his studies.
How did your mom react to that?
Not happy.
No, yeah.
Well, it wasn't. Dick Tarrant wasn't happy. Yeah. Dick Tarrant was the head coach.
A.K.A. So Dick Tyrant.
Lose your scholarship then?
No.
You just go on probation.
Yeah,
it's
you
fine.
Go on, you go on like academic
Kidding,
probation.
Not lose it.
And you got to meet with the advisor once a week. And it was I just was not prepared mentally for college. I really wasn't. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared physically, and I wasn't prepared mentally because it's a long story. But I had a high school girlfriend. And
Jackie.
And
he loves her.
Jackie.
And I thought.
She was about 5'2".
I thought I was going to marry this girl. And
she broke your heart or something?
No, she didn't. No, we just kind of – it just fizzled because of the distance.
Yeah, right.
But when I first went to school, I missed her so much.
Yeah.
I couldn't focus. So
you're heartbroken.
I would come home on the weekends.
That ruins your experience.
Some of the weekends. Once we got into, like, practice, I was obviously staying. But
right.
In September and October of my freshman year – I was going home on the weekend instead of hanging out with, you know, going to frat parties.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how about the classes, though?
Well, the classes, I wasn't prepared. I didn't do my work.
He had his mind elsewhere, JP.
A point
which
nine
also, didn't you also
is
have
spectacularly
a,
bad.
No,
although,
bad.
Cakes, you had a lost semester at Towson.
Yeah, that's true. Like 3 weeks in, I was sitting in the dining hall, and I looked at my roommate, and I said, I've skipped like 30 classes already. I'm just punting the entire semester.
I had a Monday.
And then I just didn't go to class for an entire semester.
I had a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7:50.
I think my GPA was legitimately like a 0.5.
So my lower dad, than the 0.9.
My dad was not happy.
Well, yes. Didn't he threaten to...
He threatened going into the military. This is during like the skirmish with Iraq back in the day. Like the first Iraq war.
I remember.
Way back in the day. Yeah,
right, we were watching the war on TV.
Right,
yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, it was wild.
But I had a 7:50 English class Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You think I was getting up for it? I mean, it's not like my mom was getting me out
right.
of bed.
To go read Shakespeare?
Just,
no,
my,
thank you.
This is my roommate, Jim Shields, who was a 7-footer from Pennsylvania. And he would actually get up, but he wouldn't wake me up, right. So I would just sleep in until 10. So, you know, I failed that class. But you know what? I learned a lot. And I made sure my daughters, when they went to school,
they didn't make the same mistakes you made.
Did you at least boost up the GPA your second semester?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you went to JUCO as a sophomore.
Yeah, spring semester, I believe I had 2.5, 2.7.
Nice. That's a big rally. Come on, give it up for Jason's GPA.
Come on, 2.7? You won't take 2.7 the second semester?
After a zero?
After a 0.9?
Just to go through it, so then you go to JUCO. And you played college basketball for junior college in San Diego,
yep.
Grossmont, right?
Yeah, Grossmont. And then
and that's where you went to, like, Mexico all the time to hang out.
Tijuana.
Tijuana. That was the weekend spot, right?
Has anybody been to Tijuana?
Yeah. A couple dogs.
Look at John. John's been to
Tijuana. Yeah. Hey, do you think John's been the same places you went to? Tell people the kind of places you would go to?
What do you mean, what kind of place? Just
I heard you had some good experiences there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We can't talk about that.
Like with the
can you say live sex shows?
We can't get into that.
Yeah.
Come on, man. My daughter's listening.
Did I say that on air?
Didn't you also
Tijuana
have
was
a
very, it was a very interesting place.
Yeah. Didn't you also have a roommate, though, that stole your own stuff, like stole your books or something?
Oh,
or?
That was at Richmond.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Should I say his name?
No, don't say his name.
I kind of want to say it.
No, don't say it.
All right, I won't say his name.
They don't know him.
I won't say.
I know. It doesn't matter if they know him. Just
I won't say,
say
his name, but he ended up transferring out to UMass. He went to he was at Richmond for a year.
Yeah,
and then he transferred to UMass.
And did you notice
sophomore year?
But like stuff was just like missing, or what was going on?
Yeah, I mean, I'd walk down my Robbins Hall was the dorm we stayed in, and I'd walk down my and everyone kept their doors open, and I'd walk down the hall to go to my room, and the doors open. And the guy's in there looking through my bags. He's like taking stuff, but he was the nicest guy, friendly,
yeah.
Friendly dude. And he, hey, what's up? What's up, Jay? But he was taking stuff and just taking it down to his dorm. And I wasn't the only person he was stealing from. He was stealing from everybody on the team.
Was he stealing, like, cash? Or
he was looking for cash.
Whatever he could get his hands on.
Yeah. He would steal, you know, clothes. He would steal everything. I kind of want to say his name.
Anything it wasn't nailed down.
The guy had a vertical of about 45 inches. But what was I going to say? So when my daughters got to school, I just made sure, look, stay focused. They both wanted to be in sororities. So I said, just stay focused.
Mm-hmm. Don't be like
dad. Don't be like dad, because I made a bunch of mistakes.
Right.
And it worked out.
All right, because you're being so forthcoming.
My 401k looks pretty good.
When we come back,
look at him.
You can find Drab. He's going to have a mic. We're going to do... Ask Bish Bucks anything.
Oh, it's just Bish.
Out there from the Austin.
I like that. It's just Bish.
No, we were going to do that the last segment.
We're going to start it now. We'll see if it bleeds over into the final segment.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stink of Truth podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So when we come back, we'll do Ask Bish Bucks.
Keep drinking
anything. All this shit,
but hold on.
Have a few drinks.
Why can't it be Ask the Junkies?
It can be all of us, but you can be the leader.
Because you have a much darker history than we do.
I mean, you do have a .015. You're going to be flapping those gums left and right.
Yeah.
All right, so when we come back, we'll do Ask Bish Bucks anything at the BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge. It's the Junkies.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out. You guys are sweet. Thank
Still
you.
Got time to come out and join us at MGM National Harbor, my home away from home. We'll be right back.